Hello, welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sam D. Today's topic is beliefs and life purpose. So stay tuned, we're going to explore this topic in ways that you probably never heard before. So stay there and tune in to the principles and techniques we're going to share today. Not many techniques, but principles and very good ways to effectively analyze your beliefs, effectively understand what is the difference between, for example, between a belief and true faith. What is the difference between a false belief and a true belief? No? Okay, so we're going to explore all these concepts and topics. Stay tuned. First of all, let me remember you that you can call in the toll 888-815-9756. This number, worldwide. Just call in if you want to have a session with me online. Now, I'll be happy to share with you ideas and your whatever question you want to ask. I'll be there, try to answer it to my best, okay? Or if you just want to stay tuned and listen to this masterclass on beliefs and life's purpose, then you're welcome just to hear, just to listen, just to be present. Your presence is important. Otherwise, this show, there would be no reason why I'm doing this show. But please listen, stay tuned. Remember, you can go to my website, which is www.joycelestial.com, and see what's going on there. You can open your free account where you will have access to free material, like, for example, recording, meditation, guided meditations, guided techniques on how to develop divine intuition, sacred intuition. This is how I call it. Sacred intuition, the kind of language of the soul that will help you to communicate and create actually a powerful connection with your soul, with your spirit, as it is reflected in you from the universe, okay? The spirit speaks a language that is beyond English, beyond Italian, beyond Pi, beyond all languages in the world. It's the soul language. It's the language of the soul. It's a soul that brings, it's a language that brings consciousness, that brings knowledge, that brings intuitive awareness. And this language is a language that we all speak at some level, and now it's your turn. So just go there, learn that technique, which is an amazing technique, really. You know, I put it just for free on the website because I want to share things with you. I want to share things with great people who want to explore their lives to the best they can. And I'm sure you, that you're listening, want to do that. So just go there, www.joycelestial.com, and see what's on there. Just also you can sign up for my newsletter. And remember, if you're looking for a holiday, I'm here on the Thai island right now having one of these fantastic holiday vacations where I teach yoga as well and I share with people also my experience as they ask. And I teach them meditation. It's an amazing holiday. It's not too expensive. It's not too expensive. It's the great, perfect holiday you want to have. You can just cut off from the world. Just relax for a moment. And just enjoy this beautiful environment full of nature on the sea and of vegetation. It's an amazing place to come. Okay? And remember, Awareness of the Soul will be here every week at 10 p.m. on BBS Radio on Saturday night. But for people who are listening now, I'm in Thailand before it's 12 o'clock on Sunday, midday. Okay, so the same, you have to check with your own country where you live. I know I have people from Australia, some people from Italy, some people from Bangkok, some people from UK. They all have different kinds of timings. You are from US, we are here also people from US. Therefore, Los Angeles time, 10 p.m. Now, let's talk about our topic today. Today is beliefs and life purpose. Life purpose, what is a life purpose? First of all, it's your dharma, it's what you were born here to do. What is your lesson? What are your lessons to learn? And what it is that you have to do in order to learn these lessons and to bring on this planet a reflection of the heavens? What is it that you have to do in order to do so? Now, what we need to understand is that nowadays we have been listening to many teachers, many spiritual teachers that are amazing and really interesting, talking about beliefs, okay? And they say believing something will actually make it happen. Now, I believe, I'm telling you, I'm sharing you my own experience, and I hope this will be helpful to you, but, you know, ultimately you have to experience it by yourself. Through my own experience, I can say that sometimes beliefs are not going to shape your experience. You know why? Because beliefs have to be based on truth. If they're not based on truth, they cannot manifest anything. Okay? They have to be supported by a law of the universe that is behind what you actually want, what you want to believe. You know, for example, how many people in the past believed that the earth was flat? That, you know, this belief didn't make the earth flat. It was obviously round, but their wrong beliefs made them live in a certain way. Now, what I want to say is basically, and this is an important concept that we're going to explore more, having a belief that is not based on truth will actually trap you in an illusory circumstance, in an illusory reality, in a reality that doesn't have enough space to make you grow in the soul, simply because to grow in the soul you have to be based on truth. If you're not based on truth, you will get trapped in your own ignorance. This is something that you want to avoid at all costs. A true belief comes, and it is the attunement with the universal truth, with conviction. Then you have a true belief acting in your life. Conviction plus truth plus attunement to truth create a true belief existing within you. Now, once you have that, you also have to understand that you as a human being, once you get deep down into yourself, you have no real limits. When you get into the kind of creative source that is God within you, then at that point, there are no limits. Always there is one thing that we have to think of. From which point are we trying to create our new life? Is it from the point of ignorance, or is it from the point of divine truth? If we are creating from the point of the divine truth, then we will create in harmony with truth, in harmony with universal laws of expansion and possibilities. Okay, so a false belief, you cannot break. This is it. You cannot break a universal law simply because you believe differently. In other words, you might believe that there are no radio waves in the air because you cannot see them, you cannot feel them. Still, if you bring a radio, right, as you're listening now, you know, on the internet, but a radio, bring a radio. You turn it on, you tune into a station, and music comes out, somebody speaking comes out of that radio. That is because radio waves are existing. The fact that you did not believe it doesn't make this reality different. If something exists. If something is true, it's true. Your belief doesn't change it. Now, if you want, you can always say, no, I believe the opposite, and you can always say, okay, I'm going to close myself into this little cage of illusion, and this is where I'm going to stay. That's up to you. That's fine. But I think we have much more possibilities if we try first to attune ourselves with truth, and then once we are in tune with the eternal, with the infinite expansive awareness of the universe, then is the moment where we're actually trying, where we're actually able to manifest new, positive, incredible changes in our lives. And this is something we have all to meditate upon. False beliefs create false lives. They will have to be broken at some point, because sometime, at some point, a reality check will come up. You will have to face reality at some point. You cannot continue to live on your false beliefs and think that this is it. Sometimes it's not. A belief based on ignorance remains just what it is, ignorance. And its fruits are dry. totally dry. But a belief based on truth prospers. Now, I would like to underline, to emphasize another concept here that just came up right now. And what I would like to say is, for example, when you practice the affirmations, affirmation technique, and you probably all know what affirmations are, is repeating aloud or mentally a positive sentence that reflects the reality you would like to see coming into your life. For example, you can say, I am healthy and strong. Okay, what it is now, once you start repeating affirmations, you have to understand that an affirmation has to be a reflection of a universal truth. So what you're actually doing is to reclaim the universal truth as present within you, within your life. And as you do so, you have to use the three levels of your consciousness, the conscious level, the subconscious level, and the superconscious level. And how do you do that? You first say it aloud, very strongly, so that you awaken your conscious level. Then you start softening this affirmation until you whisper, and you're trying to penetrate the meaning as you do so. And this is the way that you're starting to penetrate from the conscious level to the subconscious level, always whispering more and more and more. And then at some point you start to practice it, to practice the same affirmation only mentally while focusing at the point between the eyebrows, which is the seat of the third eye on the forehead, trying to send this affirmation out to the universe mentally until you feel a universal response. Now, if you base your affirmation on a universal truth, what will happen is that, and you use this technique of penetrating the three levels of consciousness, you will actually manage to get a response from the universe quite quickly and easily, because you start to resonate with a universal truth and the effects are almost immediate as soon as you start feeling an answer coming within you. Now, what we need here is to understand, first of all, that the first thing we have to believe in, okay, is ourselves. Now, do you believe in yourself? This is the main question. This is the main question. There is no way you can have any kind of positive, true belief or false belief, whatever, working for you, either in the most positive way or in a way that creates illusion, if you don't believe in yourself. Do you believe in yourself? Because, you know, God and life are encouraging us to be the best we could possibly be all the time. But the problem is, do we believe in ourselves? God and life are there. Do you believe life is supporting you? Is creating the circumstances to support you? Do you believe you can do it? This is really important, because most of the time, yes, we wish our life would be different, but we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe we could actually really live a different life. Okay? Do you believe you are ready to follow your dream? And if you believe you're ready, do you believe the tools are available to you to follow your dream? You think you have the tools? Do you have, also, this is another question, do you have enough faith that all the tools are available for you right now? Just around you. Just if you start opening up your eyes, you start noticing, if you start observing what is happening in your life, in yourself, in your life. God is talking to you directly. God wants each of us to come back to Him directly. He is coming. And yes, He inspires us through other teachers, through other people. But ultimately, you have to understand that you have to take the step yourself, because God is present within you. And He's trying to say, wait, I'm here, wake up. I'm giving you all the tools so that you can come back up to the place that is waiting for you, the place that is your right to be, okay? Do you believe that you're walking your path? Who's walking the path for you? Who are you trying? Who are you trying to get involved into your path so that he can walk your path for you? This is not possible. You have to walk your path yourself. And ultimately, this is the answer you have to have. You have to walk your path yourself, okay? Do you believe that you're walking your path? Do you really believe it? Do you know it? When you really know it, you start believing it. If you know that, you will also know that all that is necessary for the next step will be available to you right now, at this moment, at any place. You know, once I was in India and I was starting to say to myself, because I always felt like I was not there when it was supposed to be, and I started to say to myself this simple affirmation. I am in the right place at the right moment with the right people for my highest success, highest love, and best enlightenment possible. Okay? And as soon as I started to say this affirmation, I started to feel my soul resting, finally, after such a deep stress that I've been going through such stress. But I realized I was in India at that point and started to say this thing. I am in the right place at the right moment for the highest success possible for me, for the highest love possible in my life, and for my enlightenment. Okay? Do you believe? This is another thing which is important to understand. Do you believe that your thoughts and desires are wrong? You know, what I want to say is that most of the time, we live the life of somebody else, and we believe that their way is the best. What I want to say to you is that you have to get inspired, yes, by other people, the people who have more experience than you, or even by people who are already there, already totally connected with God, the great teachers, the great masters. But never forget that you're on your own path, you're walking your own path, and not everyone has to play the same role. And if you would start playing the role of somebody else, you'd be absolutely unhappy. Because where you are right now, life is requiring you to be, okay? Really important. So this is why if you want to live your life purpose, that's the way you're going to be happy. Your life purpose calls you the place where you are and the place where you're supposed to be. Some people are okay in a shop, or some other people are actors, some other people are drivers, some other people are hosts, some other people have a hotel, some other people have our teachers, some other people do all sorts of things we can find, you know, are a businessman, whatever it is you're called to do, then that's what you have to follow. Now, do you believe that your thoughts and desires are wrong just because somebody else is more enlightened than you does it differently? Or you feel is more enlightened than you? Why don't you believe? Why don't you believe that you've been doing what you have been feeling? Why don't you believe that you've been doing what is right because you were called to do so? Now, this is something that Yogananda used to say. A deep-seated call must be followed. A deep-seated desire, it's a sign that life is calling you in that direction, that your life purpose is in that direction. And I don't mean that that is the ultimate thing you're going to do, but definitely is the next step. Definitely. Do you believe in life? Do you believe yourself being part of it? Or do you believe you're lonely and struggling? This is the point. When sometimes we believe we're lonely and we're struggling, we just try desperately to catch somebody else's beliefs. And then we just dress ourselves up with their beliefs, and here we are, we have a life. No, we don't have a life. We have some other people's beliefs on ourselves. Life, it is actually simple and difficult at the same time. It is difficult at the beginning because you just need to have enough courage to stand up for your own life, to experiment by yourself, to understand how you are functioning in this world, how you are functioning in this life, what is your part in the context of the whole. But after some time, when you start creating this dialogue going, and this dialogue goes on with the universe, within yourself, life starts to be easier. You need to have enough energy to break through that laziness a little bit, the kind of resistance that is at the beginning, and after that, things will start going smoothly. You know, a deep-seated call is where you want to start, because that is the call of your soul towards your next step. Acquire the conviction that this is wanted by the universe, and it is not a decision anyway, it cannot be undone. You can always take new decision later on. And if you stay in tune with your universal plan, as you deeply and sincerely feel it, the universe will be on your side supporting you. When you know, which is more than I believe, when you know that the universe is backing you up, then all doors are open for your life's purpose. And you will know that the universe is there, is backing you up, only when you will start walking your life's purpose. So, you see, how do you know you're following your plan? How do you know you're following your life's purpose? Well, first of all, there are many ways you can understand that, and I also have a workshop on this, on understanding your life's purpose as well. But this is what I will urge you to do if you really want to follow the universal plan that is for your life. First of all, it's a matter of alignment. Meditate and realign yourself with the universe. Use whatever practice that brings you beyond the little limitation, the little consciousness of your small self, and makes you forget about yourself a little bit. Forget about yourself for a moment and abandon yourself to the universal intelligence and love of the universe. You can call it God if you want, or call it however you wish. Doesn't matter. Just the point is that you have to abandon yourself. Whatever you abandon, you will find in alignment later on. Take this leap of faith. Try to meditate. Go deep into yourself until you connect with the universe. Use whatever technique, and you can use the techniques that I explain on my website. For example, the Hong Sao technique. You start communicating. Once you have those responses, you have to start to abandon totally yourself to that feeling of the spirit, which is beyond whatever you experience in your daily life. The more you abandon yourself sincerely up to God, up to the universal intelligence and love, whatever you abandon there, you will find an alignment later on. You need faith to do this, but it's absolutely worth it. Therefore, for example, if you abandon your logic, you stay there in the situation, totally in tune with the universe, you start abandoning your logic. If you abandon your logic, you will find that your logic will be guided by the universe at the moment you need it. If you abandon your heart, and your heart will be guided towards what's right. You will penetrate into the truth of everything, and you will attract divine gifts. Because where your heart is, than your treasure is, and when your heart is, if you abandon your heart to the universal God, then you will attract divine treasures, divine gifts. And when we talk divine gifts, we have to understand that God is multidimensional. It is like you are multidimensional. It is material, it is physical, it is spiritual, it is of the soul, it is of the mind, it is of the heart, and it includes you and other people. And it will inspire you as it will inspire other people. If you're in tune with the universe, people around you will be inspired to support your plan as well. And this is something I can assure you. I've tested it on myself and I've seen it on other people as well. So abandon your heart, abandon your logic, abandon your mind, and you will sync with the mind of the universe. New knowledge will be revealed to you through your wisdom. To the degree that you abandon yourself to the universal intelligence and love of God, or you can call it God, Christ, cosmic intelligence, cosmic power, etc., 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 whatever your name, whatever the name is, you will find yourself renewed and reborn into your divine life more and more. And you will start being guided by the universal plan. And the universal plan is just the life that is within you. You know, God created you, and God is living life through you, being attuned. You are alive anyway. You are there present. You are gifted by the gift. You have the gift of conscious intention. You can just turn your back to God or just turn towards God, towards the light, towards a life of huge possibilities. If you have that, you're living the life you're supposed to live, okay? Before what is right, what has to be done, it will be told. It will be told, and it will be absolutely certain that it is for your absolute happiness, for your absolute expansion. Now, having said that, we have to understand that also, if with our beliefs we cannot control universal truths, especially if our beliefs are just small beliefs of our own daily life that are subjected by the waves of the ups and downs of dualities, of the waves of emotions that we're going through, etc. But we can control our own little universe because you are the center of the universe. Your own beliefs might shape your own life at some degree, but it cannot shape the true reality of existence. Nevertheless, as I said before, your life can change into a better direction or into a wrong direction, to a worse direction, if you want to keep on believing what you just believed until now. For example, some people are stuck in a reality that is depressing, okay? What I suggest to these people is, first of all, start meditating. Second, doesn't matter what it is, start believing something better. And if you cannot do that, I know this sounds difficult, it sounds easy. If you cannot do that, start coming out of the depression by understanding that the depression has to do with a sense of not being able to overcome the reality you're in. So what you need to do is to create a ground in your life. Create that ground that is positive, that will allow you to keep your mind away from worries and preoccupations. For example, stabilize your life. Make your life simpler. Appreciate simple things and start appreciating the beauty of them. And as you observe the beauty of them, start seeing that the patterns they do, that the patterns they live are not fixed patterns always. They will surprise you. And start opening your mind to new possibilities. Start exploring life in its simple things. You will start coming gently out, and if you do so, start meditating upon God and start to perceive, try to perceive the inner sounds. How do you do that? You just start meditating, and gradually your senses will be withdrawn inward. At that point, direct all your attention to the point between the eyebrows, directing your attention through the point between the eyebrows to the universe. And when you start having your senses and your energy, therefore, withdrawn inward and upward, you will start connecting with the universe. At that point, a new world will start opening up. New sounds, new voices, new feelings, new visions, new reality. And when that happens, get absorbed in whatever is the highest thing you can perceive or feel, so that that absorption can be the bridge towards God directly. This is what you should do. Please re-listen to this tape as much as you can. You can re-download it for free from the archives. Let's move on with our topic. Now, nevertheless, your life can change into a better direction if your thoughts are constantly building dynamic power. And that can happen when a conscious belief is active, okay? Now, you can understand that the thoughts we have in our mind are not our thoughts. These thoughts are thoughts that we gather from the universe. He said, thoughts are not individually rooted, but they are universally rooted. Therefore, they are universally rooted. They're not ours. They're just there, and we just grab them, and we invite them into our system because we create without, you know, we are energetic beings as well. Therefore, we have some kind of magnetism going on. That kind of magnetism attracts that we are having right now into our system attracts particular thoughts that are in the atmosphere. If you start changing, if you start bringing new positive thoughts, your system will change and it will attract other positive thoughts into your life. Now, this is the fact. You can choose, because you have the power to choose in your life, you can choose what thoughts to think, but the most important thing is to understand that we should choose a thought that is positive, but at the same time we should prepare our system from a better and refined magnetic power. Before, for example, I've shared some techniques, I talked last time about magnetism, and I think that episode is already there on the archives. But magnetic power can be acquired. Divine magnetic power can be acquired. And through that power, we can also naturally attract great positive thoughts. Having a different thought right away without tuning in to a higher power, it is like trying to remove the effect and not the cause. And I know that most people already consider removing a bad thought as the cause of something. But actually, the bad thoughts, because they're not ours, they are the effect of our magnetic power. First of all, and the magnetic power is the effect of our level of attunement with the infinite. Okay? When you attune your belief system to a universal truth, and you cooperate with them, and playing your life changes around that universal truth, then you live in tune with the infinite. Living in tune with the infinite will increase your magnetic power to a divine level, and you will see the new positive thoughts will be attracted, and at that point, you can start to hold on to them very strongly until they acquire more dynamic power. Now, at this point, when you are aligned, you have to understand, you will see that your dharma, your life's purpose, starts to manifest. Since you can only perceive truth according to your level of consciousness, when you sincerely apply all that you have learned in life to connect with the universe, you can start living in the life that makes you grow the most. And this is what your dharma is about. To live your life that makes you grow the best way possible, usually through learning certain lessons. Then you contribute on your dharma, then you contribute with your dharma in relation to the world. Your dharma then starts to relate to the dharma of the world, which is to unite heaven and earth, bringing heaven on this planet. But you will do so by your direct example. You do so in an authentic way, authentically, sincerely, because you are present, because you are that. Having a great life remember, is a matter of merit. Before you can actually change your life for the great best, for the greatest possible, you need to be able to acquire the merit. And there are two ways you can acquire this merit. One is through good karma. Love, cause, and effect. You do good action, good things, and you acquire good karma. And the other way is right of consciousness. You start to acquiring the right kind of consciousness that will allow you to have that merit. Once you're in tune, you have the right of consciousness for something. See, many people want the Aladdin lamp, but the truth is that you have to deserve what you get. If you don't deserve what you get, it will not really come to you. It will not really come to you in a complete way. Now, you deserve something when you authentically grow in consciousness. False conviction that bring immense struggle are not the result of pure merit. Is it you trying to force yourself into something else? And it is like trying to, you know, just like a big fire that eventually in 2 hours will get turned off again. Okay? A belief can only change your life, can only change you if it is based in truth, and if it is living in truth, if you magnetically attune to truth and you acquire those beliefs derived by new thoughts that are supporting that belief based on the truth that you're aligned of. First, you have to align yourself with truth, then new thoughts, new lives, new vision will come into your life that will support new ideas, and that belief will start changing into a right of consciousness. I would like to talk now about wrong beliefs and disempowering beliefs. We all have this, and we have to understand the fine line between them and between empowering beliefs, beliefs that give you power. Now, many people don't want to believe good, since it seems to them that it would be stupid to believe anything too positive. Okay? This is too part of a wrong belief. And it is a disempowering belief. Because disempowering beliefs are taking you away from the source of power that generates the sparks that created you and that created all the universe. They are in total contradictions with your existence. But now, but first ask yourself, what needs to be empowered? What is it that needs really to be empowered? Do another kind of belief that is not based on truth need to be empowered, even if it seems nice? Well, maybe at the beginning, if you want to get out of that situation. But then, what really needs to be empowered is your unconditional connection with the universal intelligence. As you forget your little daily limitations and embrace the universe. Not your sense of forcing this world to obey your bidding no matter what. Because actually such goals can actually destroy your life, can destroy yourself, can destroy you and your life. Instead, an empowering belief, something that gives you power and gives you with the universal force, is always the bringer of peace. It allows you to see things you could not notice before. It expands your views, your horizons. It makes you feel like there are so many possibilities now in your life that you can experience new positive ways of expression. It makes it obvious that it is a good thing for you and for everyone, because everyone has its part in it. Everyone wins. This is a win-win situation. Now, I would like to invite you to try to understand what kind of belief you have. So now, take one of the beliefs that you actually have and write down these questions for you. Now, you have to ask yourself if this belief is actually an accurate belief. Is it consistent? Is it supported by truth? Do you have enough elements to say that what you believe is accurate? You need to have at least 4 or 5 elements to really say, yes, this is the belief that I have, and it's accurate because this is what is this belief. Now, another thing is this belief all-inclusive, or there's something that cannot be explained in it, okay? Move on, because anyway, you have to remember that your mind cannot explain everything. There's something in your mind that will not be able, to get over the fact that it needs to classify, that it needs to give a form. A belief is anyway limited by the fact that it's a belief only. Faith is much a stronger thing, but we will discuss this in a little while. Also, understand, is your belief actually trapping you, or is it flexible enough so that you will be able to adapt it or to adapt yourself into a different circumstance when it is required? Is the belief you have an ethical belief that creates no harm to people, or it encourages you to be selfish, and no matter what happens, you will have your part, doesn't matter what other people are going through. Okay? Is this belief coherent? Is it consistent with truth? And is also, does it also integrate with the other systems of belief that you have within yourself? Is this actually going to create a unity within your system harmoniously? Or is this belief creating an inharmony? Is this belief pushing you away from a situation that you need to live, from all other beliefs? So, in that case, you have to understand what are the real priorities in your life. Remember, what is it that you value? We talked about this many times before. What is it that you really value? What beliefs at this point you have to ask yourself are in your mind? Are they your beliefs? Are they beliefs of... And here we are again with Awareness of the Soul of Vincent Sandis. Thank you for listening. Today we're talking about beliefs and life's purpose. So we were, did you choose your belief or not? We were at this point. Or did you inherit it from others? Now, also, this is really important because in this life we're all looking for pleasures and we're trying to avoid pain. Are your beliefs bringers of pleasure or bringers of pain? So if it's different, if they're bringing you pain, why are you having this kind of self-punishment for you? Okay? Why are you going into that direction? And remember, there's nothing you're forced to live in a certain way. Okay? And again, the fourth question is obvious. Is this belief you're having an empowering belief or disempowering belief? In other words, is this actually limiting your options or expanding your options? While understanding that, then you understand how you can also improve your beliefs. What it is that you should do in order to have better beliefs, and these beliefs can actually relieve you from stress a little bit. But remember, the inner reality generates the outer reality, and outer reality comes to exist as a result of an inner reality. This inner reality must be based on truth. Therefore, after you understand, after you try to have a better belief, then try to investigate and you have some rest. Your soul is starting to rest finally. Start to investigate for truth, because this inner reality must be based on truth, on true laws and true facts. A complete new outer reality not based on the true laws and facts of the universe can only be generated, can only be opened by a soul, that is in tune with the infinite creative power of the universe, and this is an incredibly evolved soul only. It could be a Christ or somebody like that. Now, we have to understand, here we are on this planet, we have to tune in to this great power, and then from there we have the power to shape our lives in the best way possible without repercussions of the dual world that one day will make us feel happy and the next day we have the repercussion of bad kind of feeling or bad kind of events. Okay? To really experience our lives in the best way we can, to create a great life, we have to create from the source in cooperation with the universal intelligence. Now, when a man gives up the attachment to his sense of being able to do it alone and starts to cooperate with God, with the universe, then anything really is possible, because God relates personally and impersonally. Therefore, we can relate to him with love and in a personal way and have a direct connection with him. Love God and have him on your side by being on his side first. You have to be first on his side, then God will be on your side, because he will not impose his will upon you. This is called faith. The fact that you have to do the movement first, and you know that a higher force, the higher possibilities are there. Faith moves all mountains, because you access the power of God into your life. Absolute certainty is faith. Absolute certainty is faith. Let me repeat that. You can have faith in many things, but the highest faith is that the faith that relates you with God. For example, let's talk about faith into many things. For example, Thomas Edison, the great inventor, he had faith that what he was doing would bring him to a result. Even though he failed over 1,000 times, he still said, I'm not discouraged, because I know that every one of these so-called failures will bring me closer to the result. Now, he didn't just believe that that was possible. He had faith in the fact that that was existing, that was actually present, what he was looking for, that electricity was possible. He was actually having faith. He knew, he had the absolute certainty that that was there, which is more than a belief. A belief, therefore, becomes faith when it is sustained by facts, laws, examples, metaphors, symbols, your own observational life, your own connection with the universe. That is the kind of belief that is going to shape your life. Faith. When a belief becomes faith, you're unstoppable. Belief also must be followed by conscious intention. In faith, if you have faith into something, this conscious intention turns into action, into dynamic action without effort at all. For example, some people just believe they can do something. Okay? But they don't actually do it, because that remains at the level of a belief. But when they start doing it and they succeed in something, then their belief gets reinforced gradually into faith. They have the absolute faith that by doing that, they will achieve that result. When your faith is unshakable, there's no doubt you have what your faith says you can have. The belief must become a dynamic power. To bring changes into your life, a belief must acquire dynamic power. It must act, as I said before, at three levels: conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Only with the superconscious sphere, with the superconscious level, which is the direct connection of that spark within you with the universal intelligence, a belief can be tuned and turned, contuned to the infinite and turned into faith. From the superconscious sphere, all great geniuses of mankind have the power to bring forth their inventions. For example, Mozart could only compose great pieces of music, and because he was so much aligned with the universal aspect of music, he said he abandoned, you see, himself to the universe, and therefore everything that came through him was absolutely guided and inspired. In fact, he said, I can only compose what's being given to me. There are exactly, if you watch the movie Amadeus, there are exactly the notes that are necessary, not more nor less. Another thing that you need to understand is that you need massive conscious intervention. You have to act massively. You have to bring massive action into all the three spheres, conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Your action needs to be mired to achieve the best detailed results. Direction of energy, magnetic power, and conscious awareness are necessary. They all come effortlessly as you tune into your dynamic power, as you tune into the infinite. At the beginning, if you don't tune in, but you have to make them up, that's where the effort comes about. But if you tune in, you absolutely know what is the right action. What is the, where to direct your energy? What you actually acquire the magnetic power necessary to achieve the certain results. Our reality becomes true when it is experienced at multidimensional level. Therefore, you need to experience it at the conscious level, at the active level, at the subconscious level on your mind, the superconscious level of faith and divine connection. For many people, many events of the world or around them, in fact, are not experienced multidimensionally, even though they are there. Therefore, that experience for them is not perceived as really true. And sometimes this is good because it's also a form of protection. For example, living in Bangkok, recently there have been sort of, state of emergencies, and I can tell you it's not so dangerous as people think, because Thai people are usually, and basically in their nature, they're not. Absolutely, you're not violent at all. They're very sweet people. But for me, I was based and, I took some cautionary steps. I stayed home in the period when it was most dangerous to go out. But I was centered in my peace. And for me, that experience there was not really true. And for Thai people as well, because they are based on peace more than anything else. Therefore, they're not experiencing that kind of event on a multidimensional level. They just see it as a reflection on the outside world, but not on their inside world. And exactly at the moment all these events finished, you could see already the day after people just walking in the most serene way in the streets, as nothing ever happened. They were all serene and quiet and nice and smiling because that reality was not felt by them into the multidimensional levels of their system, therefore it couldn't have any consequence. Now, if something is really happening outside your life, then there's no reason why you should take it inside. If something is happening inside your life and that is bad, that you consider bad, but there's not happening outside, then there's no reason why you should consider it your reality. You can just give it up at any moment. Create your inner state. Modify your inner state by being in tune with the universe, and you will see things happening in the best way possible. Remember, perception of reality and absolute faith are the base upon all your upon which all your beliefs are built. Okay, your perception of reality determines the quality of your life and the experiences, but it is not necessarily a dynamic force, dynamic enough to bring changes. But faith is what gives you the strength to make conscious choices and makes you rely on the universal gift, or universal gifts to be delivered to you. Absolute faith comes when you have an actual connection with the universal intelligence and perceive its huge presence. At that moment, your beliefs will be based on truth, based on universal laws, and based on those beliefs you will have the pillars to build the life you want and to bring your life to its highest state possible, full of joy, with no bad repercussions, away from duality, again in tune with your power of, with the power of God within you, the creative power and the spark of God within you. And thank you for listening. This is Vincent Sandy, Awareness of the Soul. Visit my website, www.joycelestial.com, and open your free account, having access instantly, free archives of this radio show, articles, excerpts from my books, techniques, and audio recordings. Thank you for listening. I'll be here next week, 10 p.m., on BBS Radio. Goodbye.